Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
If you have not lived the best life, and you wonder what hell looks like, look outside your window right now.
Oh, it's here.
God, I'm ready to come home. Take me now.
I was on the beach yesterday.
Oh, my God.
You know, we knew it was coming. And it's here. What else am I going to say?
Did the cities know it was coming?
I think the city did. We knew yesterday because we started getting notifications to really watch your flights because, you know, there's some hinky stuff going on, not just in Kansas City, but my children all had a layover in St. Louis, and it was really bad in St. Louis. So everybody's home. Everybody's home.
Night?
Yep, we all got home. I think Willem ended up getting home at midnight and then had 8:30 class at K-State.
Well, and I felt so bad.
K-State does not shut down ever.
No, they put their boots on and they go to
class.
They are
hardy folk west of here.
Yes, they are. My poor neighbor across the street, Erin, she goes to K-State. She's a manager for the football team.
Yeah.
And she went back this morning and sadly got into a wreck on the way to Manhattan.
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
it's
so,
a mess.
So both of her parents had to go get her to back to the college. I don't know what they did with the car. I didn't have time to talk. But no, I woke up this morning and sweet Lizzie, the new dog that I've adopted, who is 4.5 years old, I don't think she's ever seen snow in her life. And she did not know how to react. When we went outside this morning, she was like,
was it, give me the hell back inside?
Well, I opened the back door, and she goes, wait a minute, the grass turned white.
Where did it go?
And she's looking for her ball. She's addicted. This ball must have meth in it. And I knew where the ball was, but I knew we're not playing ball.
No.
Because it's going to...
She'll never find
it. It's not going to bounce. It's going to drop into the snow, and then we're just going to sit there and wait forever.
Until spring.
And so I knew where the ball was, but I didn't tell her. And I felt kind of like a jerk. But I'm just like, baby, you got to go outside. Here's how you know that dogs have a very short memory.
Mm-hmm.
Is we're out in the snow in the driveway, and I'm trying to shovel the drive but not give myself a heart attack. And you know that's one of the...
Yes.
Worst things that men my age can do is
let's go
shovel
the drive.
Snow, right. And she's attacking the snow shovel and then trying to eat the snow that it's accumulating.
Yep.
And then we go back in the house, and about 30 minutes later, she gives me that indication that she's ready to go back out. And I'm like, honey, have you forgotten what's out there?
It's freezing.
There's snow. And then I open the door. She's like, oh.
Oh.
Totally forgot.
Yeah. How many of you listening woke up this morning, looked outside, went, and then thought, where the hell are my gloves? Where are my gloves? I have no idea where my gloves are. None.
You don't know where your gloves are?
No. I mean, we have a space for like hats and scarves and all of that stuff. And I went downstairs and started digging. And I got no gloves, people. Like, it's just today's the reminder that, yeah.
Did you lose them in the move?
Winter is here, probably. Who liquidates gloves?
No one.
I know. I don't know where they are, but it's time. It's time because it's cold, people. And please drive carefully. My God.
Well,
the streets aren't really like, I got to be honest.
They're not as nice as I thought they would be.
We knew this was coming because I was even watching the news from down there. And I was very surprised today. I got on the roads and went, did we not plow?
So I'm in my neighborhood and, you know, I don't live far from Shawnee Mission Parkway, which is my main drag to get to work. And Shawnee Mission Parkway was okay. I'm not going to say it was great. I'll say it was okay.
Yeah.
And you remember last year, Shawnee had Shawnee Mission Parkway. It was perfect. I mean, it was almost dry.
Yeah.
On that big snowstorm that we got. And then when I got into Merriam, even Sam would have told you this, when you got into Merriam, it was terrible. I would argue the exact opposite this year. Shawnee was like, meh, okay. You get into Merriam, you would have thought they put a blow dryer on it.
Right.
And, I mean, the roads in Merriam were good. In the neighborhood, it was guess.
Yeah. Just depends.
Nobody had been through the neighborhood or any of the side streets leading to Shawnee Mission Parkway. I'm literally using the signs on the street, like the speed limit sign or, you know, the kids walking across sign.
Oh, sure.
Or beware of deer sign.
Yeah, and if you hit a pothole.
And that is literally how I figured
like
it out.
Your car was going to explode.
Bam! Yeah. Oh, there it was. So
how was your vacation?
Oh, my goodness. We had, for the first time in I don't know how many years, the entire family was down there with mom and dad. All of the children.
Oh, that's great.
Jack's fiance came, my brother and his wife and his three beautiful children. I will tell you, on one of the last days there, Austin and his family rented an RV. I had no idea.
Is that an RV, Clark?
No, it was. Yes, it was full.
Was the pooper full?
Yes, I almost said it, and then I stopped myself because we would be in a lot of trouble if I said that word. It was double the size, like wide. There were televisions. There are bunk beds. The thing is so nice that I start thinking, you know, it's not a half bad idea because air travel is a nightmare right now. So they make it in about 15 hours. I mean, it takes longer.
From Topeka?
But yeah, it takes a long time because they ran into some weather. They, you know, and you can only drive like 55, 60 when the weather's not great because it's such a high profile vehicle. Well, on one of the last days there, they end up going to the beach with my mom. I'm out doing something else. They pull back into the neighborhood.
In the RV.
In the RV. And my mom's with them, all of the kids. And there's a car coming in the opposite lane. And you guys, it's a residential neighborhood, 20 miles an hour. He's probably driving 15. So he kind of jogs over to the side a little bit because the RV takes up an entire residential lane.
Had you never been in an RV?
Not like that.
Oh, they're awesome.
So the car passes. He then moves forward. Now, he's been in my mom and dad's neighborhood now 25 times. This is toward the end of the trip.
Okay.
But he's not in the dead center of the road anymore because he jogged over to make room for the car coming by.
Mm-hmm.
There's a low-hanging branch off of one of the beautiful old mossy trees off to the right.
You said there was.
Was.
Because it's no longer there.
He starts driving, and they hear a noise. Unlike my mom said, she just screamed. She thought they'd hit a car. It was not one air conditioning unit on the top of that RV.
Oh.
It was a twofer. And so now they're
like
trying
took
to
him off?
They're trying to figure out who is responsible for the low-hanging tree that heretofore, he had been in and out of that neighborhood 25 times.
Right.
Except this one time, he just jogs over just a little bit to let the car go by.
Right.
And then bam! So as good as I thought like the RV experience would be, I wouldn't be able to do it. I would be so focused on what's in front of me, which he was, that sometimes Independence Avenue Bridge, you forget that there's things like limbs.
So it ripped the air conditioning units off the top of the RV.
They are no longer
they were in the street.
Right, they are no longer usable.
Was there a hole in the?
The tree sustained some damage. The limb did not come down, but it's completely sheared on the bottom of this gigantic limb.
I understand, but if it took the air conditioning units off the top of the RV, let's just say it rained.
Yes. Yes.
Would you get wet?
Theoretically, there could have been water. Yes. So, you know, it is what it is. My mom was like, well, we'll put a trash bag over it. I'm just here to tell you, like the Independence Avenue Bridge, you've got to look all the way around and apparently up.
So,
but Scott, the homeowner owns this tree. And there's some discussion like, is it the homeowner's responsibility once that limb starts, you know?
If you are putting, Linda, a plastic bag over the hole where the air conditioning unit in your RV once was, tell me your white trash without telling me your white trash.
What else are you going to do? Like, that's what insurance is for. It all is going to come out in the wash, and it's all going to be fine.
Did he get the insurance?
They're dealing with that today, but I'm here to tell you, like, I was all gung-ho about the RV, and now I'm like, maybe we'll just fly. Maybe we will just fly.
913-586-7798. Logan Weber filling in today for Sam. He is back tomorrow. Dana Wright, my name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right. You know, when I get obsessed with a story like spontaneous human combustion or feral children or death by alligator, like I cannot let it go. For 4 hours today, Scott,
okay.
I could talk to you about the missing high school football coach in Virginia, Travis Turner. The U.S. Marshals, by the way, in the last hour just announced a reward for his capture. And here's why I want to talk about this. If you missed the story, oh my gosh. He is the coach in a very small town of an undefeated high school football team. And his adult son, by the way, who is 25, is one of the assistant coaches and also teaches at the school where all of this went down.
But he's not accused of doing anything wrong.
The young son got, no, but can you imagine? Oh my God, we're going to talk about it. So Travis Turner is the coach. Today, the U.S. Marshals said we're going to offer a $5,000 reward for information that leads us to him. So he is married, this coach, father of three. He's got a 25-year-old son, a 20-year-old son, and an 11-year-old daughter. And so all we know is that a couple of weeks ago, there's a knock at the door, and the feds were there. And they had called and given him a heads up. They said, we were on our way, and we would like to talk to you about, quote, an ongoing investigation.
Huh.
I don't know at that point what he said to his wife. That's what I want to talk about. I don't know
Goodbye. If
he said, I'm going out for a jog. The family says at that point, he grabbed a gun, and this is in a rural area, and went walking out of the house into the woods. She still doesn't know what's going on.
So he left with a gun.
He's
done himself in.
Then, the feds come knocking. Wife answers the door. They're like, we need to speak with Travis Turner about an ongoing investigation. She's like, he's not here. Mm-hmm. Now the hunt is on. Then it comes out that this, quote, completely normal high school football coach that has mentored God knows how many kids over the years is wanted on the worst of the worst of the worst of the worst charges one can imagine.
Is it child pornography or child rape?
It is child pornography, but some of the counts are solicitation of a minor. And from what I've read. Not that we want to rank child illicit awful material. It was the worst of the worst. Child abuse, that kind of thing, okay? No one can find this guy. I said the same thing, Scott. I said, you know what? I think he went into the woods and killed himself. No. They've got dogs. They've got horses. They've got drones. They have the entire police force and the feds looking for him starting that day. They can't find him. You know what I think? I think he knew someday it was going to be up. He was going to get caught. And he had some sort of plan to just walk away from his life. I really do. They would have found him dead by... It's been 2 weeks, Scott. His high school state football team has won two games since this happened. I think they're going on to the national championship game next weekend. Okay. That's how... In football vernacular, that is how long he's been missing.
Okay. Is it possible that he just drove a great distance and knocked himself off?
With what car?
Did he not take a car?
Nope.
He just took off
walking. Walked into the woods. His wife has scrubbed her social media presence. His wife of 25 years said the first day, this is a lie. This is not, there is no way this man has done this. Mm-hmm. Okay. How in God's name does someone live that lie for 25 years, Scott?
But Dana, this is not the first time we've heard of something like this.
It's like the guy next door. But literally, is in a school, he's the coach. Everyone, he's a beloved high school football coach.
I get it.
And then .. Over here, the feds are alleging the worst of the worst of the worst you can imagine, child abuse pornography.
I have three letters for you. BTK.
I was going right there with you, Scott.
Church elder, parks enforcement guy, everybody, Boy Scout leader. Nobody ever said accused Dennis Rader of being a nice guy, but he was respected. And he was an elder at the church.
He was a husband. He was a father.
Took his daughters fishing.
Police and school officials have so far declined to say whether any of the victims or witnesses have any connection to Union High, which, by the way, he's taught there forever, a public school with about 600 students in the rural Appalachian southwest corner of Virginia.
I need not remind
you. He's a hunter. He's a fisher.
Of course
he looks
is.
Like every small town high school football player you have ever seen in your entire life.
And everybody loves him.
Loved.
Every Friday night, he's out there coaching these kids. We're going to win this season. We're going to state.
Every day I was on vacation, there's something wrong with me. I do know that. I did not check the Kansas City Star. I did not listen to the show. But I did check, have they found the football coach yet? And I can't explain it.
Who's in the picture with him?
His wife of 25 years.
Yeah.
Do you just move and change your name in a small town, Scott?
Yes. Yes, you do.
They have an 11-year-old daughter.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand how someone that deviant, with that level of deviance, can have that life over here and no one over here knows it. I don't.
Johnny Robinson. His wife swears up and down. She had no idea.
And those bodies were on her property.
Mm-hmm. In barrels. BTK. His wife was told, do not go into the shed.
I have a harder time believing that one.
And she did not go. Well, but you don't know what's going on behind the scenes in that house. You know, was he aggressive? And I'm talking about BTK here. Was he aggressive and she was demure? How did it all go down where he tells you don't go out to the shed and you never go out to the shed? Was there a threat? Presumably, yes. We don't know what life was like behind the scenes in this Virginia home.
But more people than normal do, and here's why. He's the beloved high school football coach who has had interactions with these families for years.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's not like everyone really knew John Robinson. You know, he was in the middle of nowhere in Lacine, Kansas. He could have theoretically kept a very low profile. This is someone who has been caught doing the unspeakable with an extremely high profile. And yes, we've seen politicians over the years go down various roads. And I understand that just because your name's in the headlines doesn't mean you're a good person. I'm not saying that.
John Edwards fathered a child with Riel Hunter.
While his wife was battling cancer.
Correct. And she was none the wiser. People who have secrets can sometimes be really good at keeping their secret away from you or away from your spouse. No, or
not when you're using a computer to do
well,
it.
Well, I understand. And hopefully he is still alive, and hopefully will spend the rest of his life in prison if he is convicted. But what I'm saying is—
they've scrubbed him from the school website,
you think,
if you're curious.
You think? Telephone number here is 913-586-7798, 586-7798. What's his son doing? Is he coaching the team?
My God, can you imagine that poor family?
No, I cannot.
Two adult sons and an 11-year-old daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I said you have to move. Johnny said to me that in a small town, it's going to be one or the other. That town may rally around that family who didn't know. How can you be sleeping with somebody for 25 years that has this in their conscience to even think about doing something like this?
Because they being the perpetrator, are convinced that they have to keep this secret. And they're right. I mean, let's be honest. Don't we all, nothing to this level, of course, don't we all have a secret that we haven't told our significant other?
Not like this.
Why? That's what I just said. Not like this.
I mean, can you imagine when they knocked on her door? And she said, there's absolutely no way. Now, he did just walk into the woods with a firearm. We're not sure what that's about.
Well, that tells me he's not coming back. Jared from Subway.
There's one. Yeah.
From the text line. 913-586-7798. Let's go to Amy in Overland Park. Amy, hello.
Hi there. Hi. I live down the street from John Robinson. His children were in my graduating class.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, great kids. Still see them when we have reunions. My graduating class from a local high school was very small at the time.
It was in Olathe, was it not?
Excuse me?
It was in Olathe, was it not?
No. Lacine.
I know, but he also had a house in Olathe.
Our mailing address at the time was Olathe, okay. And we went to, I mean, do you want me to say that high school?
No, not necessary.
It's okay.
Not necessary.
Our mailing address was Olathe. We went to a different high school. Mm-hmm. One of my very dear friends lived right next door. And, you know, to this day, I am still in shock. I mean, still think about it. When you guys started this segment, I just couldn't believe. I mean, you are with people, you have no idea what goes on behind closed doors. Mm-hmm.
Let me ask you, when we're short on time, but when you guys have these high school reunions, does their dad ever come up?
No.
No.
No, I think we all just kind of realize that they're not connected to their, they had no idea. Mm-hmm. They have turned out to be incredibly amazing people.
Yep.
Yeah, it never comes up.
Hmm. All right, hey, appreciate the call, Amy. Thank you very much.
Sure.
All right, 913-586-7798, 586-7798. 7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The last thing I'll say, there is no silver lining with a story like this. There's just not.
No.
However, one of the stories I read said, not only has that town rallied around this football team.
Good.
As they go to the semifinals or whatever this Saturday, the neighboring towns, Scott, this last game, sent their students on buses to travel to support this team. Because those young men did nothing wrong. Did absolutely nothing wrong.
Well, and who knows where he is and whether he's still alive or not. I hope he is, so that he can spend the, if convicted, the rest of his life in prison. I think it's a coward's way out to go and walk into the woods, and I'm spitballing here.
He owes his family an explanation, does he not? My God.
Well, what explanation would qualify?
I don't know. Nothing. But
I'm sorry, honey, but I'm really into child porn. Yeah, I understand.
Yeah, no, you're right. I know. But
there is no explanation.
He just gets to walk away. I was screaming over the week. I go, he has got to answer to this. And so I agree with you.
And chances are he's not.
And chances are he's not, because it's so awful and so unthinkable that the only path forward is in the woods with a gun.
What is it with the high school football coach that, how do I phrase it?
Is so revered.
Yeah.
Especially in a small town. So they were winning, Scott.
We were watching the Pittsburgh Steelers game yesterday, which did not turn out the way we wanted. And I think it was Fox, if I'm not mistaken. And they did a segment where they interviewed like three or four big-time NFL stars. And they said, who, other than your parents or whatever, who changed your life?
Yep.
And to a man, they all said their high school football coach, right? And so they're interviewing these players. And I can't remember which ones it was, but, I mean, these are well-known players in the NFL. And as they're being interviewed, their coach, high school coach, walks in from behind them.
Yeah.
Right? And they're like, yeah, he just meant the world to me. And, he taught me how to be a man and this and that, blah, blah, blah. And then a hand goes on their shoulder. Right?
Yeah.
And they turn around, and then there is their old high school football coach.
Oh, and there's not a dry eye in the room.
No, of course. I thought about my own, Coach Odom. And a man that to this day, we still go out and have breakfast.
Yep.
I was not the best player on the team. You know that. You've met Coach Odom when we did the show in Leavenworth one time. And he owes me nothing. He owes me nothing. But he was a father figure to me. And he really meant a lot. He still does mean a lot. And I take him out two, three times a year for breakfast. And every time I pay. And the last time we went out, he goes, enough is enough. At some point, I get to pay for breakfast. And I go, you'll never pay for breakfast.
You know what I think it is? And this is a gender thing, so please weigh in. If you're a man and you still revere that high school football coach.
I still do.
I think it's because that is such a difficult time in a boy's life. I refuse to say young man. Those are children. You know, when you are 15, 16, 17, a lot of them hate their parents, even though they don't. Maybe there's problems at home.
That wasn't the case for me.
Yeah, maybe you don't look up or get along with your mom or your dad in that snapshot in time. And this is like parent adjacent. It's a mentor. Mm-hmm. It's someone who has the discipline and gives you the time, but then doesn't have to ground you when you do something wrong. Do you know what I mean? The way your mom or dad does. And so you get all of the good feelings and the discipline, maybe without the bad. And maybe that's it for young men during that time in their life, especially, which is a critical time.
Yeah, and especially in a small town, because I grew up in a very similar town to this situation in Virginia, a town of 2,000 people, and every boy in my high school played football, and you had to. And for me, it's like my coaches, my basketball coach, my football coach, they had kids that were my age, that were some of my best friends. The football coach and the basketball coach, both of whom had sons who were some of my best friends on earth. So I looked at them as sort of like another dad. They coached us in other sports. Like when we were little kids, they would coach us in baseball or flag football. And so I knew them my entire life growing up. And you always looked forward to having the opportunity to play for those guys when you got old enough. And then when you got there and they gave you those opportunities, it was like it meant the world to you because you remember being 6 and 7 years old wanting to play for them your entire life.
But I remember, like with Coach Hodum, for example, I didn't like him at first. I remember getting here junior year, and we got here in August of 87, and Lansing didn't have a soccer team at the time. And I really wanted to continue playing soccer, but they didn't have it, so I'm like, well, I'll go out for football. And I get to my first practice, and Coach Hodum says to me, what position do you play? And I said, I play quarterback. He goes, not here, you don't. We've already got one. And I'm like, no, I'm actually good. He didn't even let me try out for quarterback. He looks at me and goes, you're a lineman. And I go, I'm a buck 65 wet.
Yep.
And he goes,
start eating.
He goes, yep. He goes, you're a lineman here. And I, at first I didn't like him, but the more I kept coming back to practice, the more I began to appreciate who he was.
Yep.
And in a small town like a Lansing or like this town in Virginia that we're talking about, the head football coach, hell, out in Western Shawnee.
They're rock stars.
Appleby, Coach Appleby at Mill Valley is revered.
This guy, the Bristol Herald Courier, a newspaper 90 minutes away, named him the football coach of the year back in 2020, 2021, calling him, quote, unflappable in an article praising his coaching. He has been their coach, by the way, since 2011, following in the footsteps of his father, who was a Hall of Fame coach in Southwest Virginia.
I'll be damned.
He, Mr. Turner, is now a fugitive.
I wouldn't even use the word mister. I think that's too high of a compliment. This is a man who, if guilty, is going to burn in hell and needs to rot in prison, quite frankly. But I love the idea of the town head football coach.
Is that why I'm so fascinated by the story?
I think it is. I really do.
Because they are so revered.
Mm-hmm. I mean, they're up there with, you remember the preacher in Footloose?
Yeah.
In 1984. And I mean, everybody loved him.
Yeah.
And people, he would give a sermon, and when he preached, that was the word of the town.
Except for the no dancing part.
Until Kevin Bacon came to town. Where are you from, boy?
I think also we hold teachers, and he was the gym teacher for the high school. They always are. Or the wrestling coach or whatever. We hold them to a higher, I don't want to say we hold them to a higher standard, but we put them on a pedestal, do we not?
Absolutely we do. And I don't know that it's not for good reason. You know, these are
molders of young men.
That's exactly right. That is exactly right. Teaches your young son discipline, respect, teamwork, you know, how to work within a group. These are lessons. I'm not saying my father didn't teach them to me. He did. But Coach Hodum amplified them. Taught me how to work as a team, how to be respectful, you know, wear a shirt and tie to school every Friday afternoon before we went to the Golden Corral and got hopped up on carbs for a Friday night game. 913-586-7798. Logan Weber, Dana Wright. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ. Story here from ABC News. The Super Bowl pregame show will open with a trio of standout performers in Northern California. Charlie Puth will hit the stage to sing the national anthem. Brandi Carlile will take on America the Beautiful. And Coco Jones will sing Lift Every Voice and Sing. I need not remind you, it was only about a decade ago or so when Paul McCartney was on the pregame show.
Said, who's that?
And all the young people in America said, who the hell is singing the national anthem?
Who is that guy?
Yeah. The pregame performances will air on NBC, Telemundo, and Peacock.
Good.
Real quick, over the weekend, well, it was Thursday, we were having Thanksgiving at my mom's, and she's like, who's doing the halftime show at the Super Bowl this year? And I said, well, Mom, it's going to be Bad Bunny.
She goes, I've never heard of Bad Bunny.
It would have been so funny if she'd be like, I'm so down. I'm here for that.
I said, this is probably a halftime show you're going to want to skip.
Yeah.
Speaking of Christmas and the Super Bowl and the winter, forgive me, over the next 4 weeks, I have begun the process of growing a mustache.
No, you have not.
Yes,
oh, please
I have.
Don't.
Yes, I have.
Why are we doing that?
We're having a family competition.
A no-shave November?
December.
Right.
To see who, there are four of us, actually five. My brother, who's got a hell of a mustache already. My nephew, Sam. Sarah's boyfriend, Dawson.
Oh, God.
Lydia's boyfriend, Logan, and me.
Okay. When you say mustache, are we going full on handlebar?
Absolutely.
Now, are you going to shave the rest of your face?
So for the next few weeks, I'm going to be growing the beard and the mustache because I think a mustache by itself looks terrible.
Oh, it looks ridiculous.
And so I'm growing the beard and the mustache. Mm-hmm. But then right before Christmas, I will be shaving off the beard and I'm going full handlebar YMCA
okay.
with the mustache.
Okay. I'm not, you know, it's your face.
I have to win.
I generally think people look ridiculous with the mustache. You know, there are a couple of very rare exceptions.
Tom Selleck,
that's what I was going to say. You cannot imagine Tom Selleck
without a mustache. Although he appeared on Friends without a mustache.
Sam Elliott's the one I was going to go with. Sam Elliott, if he shaved his mustache, I feel like the world would shut down.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like men think I'm going to look like that when I do that thing. And there's one of the analysts over the weekend. I don't remember which NFL guy it is. One of the analysts. You guys, it's so bad. And there's a golf analyst, so bad.
You're thinking about Bill Cowher?
It's like, what are you doing with that thing on your face? It looked like several caterpillars just crawled up there and died.
So I'm not doing this because the five guys in the family think that we look good with it.
Yeah, okay.
It's a competition to see who can grow the best mustache.
Okay.
And by the way, your boyfriend just said, I'm in.
No, he is not.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
Oh, please no. Okay, only because we have 3 minutes left until the top of the hour and I don't want to talk about it. This is your time to say anything you want about the Chiefs and then we're not going to talk about it. We're moving on.
Season's over.
Okay, anything else? Good chat.
It's over. Yesterday on ESPN, they said that the Chiefs have a 19% chance of making the playoffs. I think that's generous.
Well, 19% is better than 1%. It was so bad. You should have seen my mother. Oh, my gosh.
Well, she had to be in tears.
Well, I think this whole town is just, you know, there are entire generations of people listening right now or their children that have no idea what it's like to not go to the playoffs because that's just what we do. It's what we do.
There is, we were watching at my mom's house after Thanksgiving. We always have an early Thanksgiving dinner, so we ate like at 1.
Ugh.
Game comes on at 3:15, whatever it was. And you could, minus the first quarter, I thought they played, we don't break down sports on this show, but I do think they did well in the first quarter. And then after that, it was when Patrick Mahomes seemed to have hurt his ankle. And ever since then, it was downhill.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I don't know if he couldn't get a stance for his throws, but how many overthrows did Patrick Mahomes have in that game? I count no fewer than 4.
Yeah, it was ugly.
It was bad. And now they're 6-6. And Tony Romo, who, by the way, is the absolute worst color commentator in the history of color commentating, did have one good point.
One.
When they put up the standings, you know, who the division leaders are, who's in the wild card race, who's in the hunt, he pointed out that every one of the three teams in the wild card race have beaten the Chiefs. So they're not 2 games down, they're technically 3. Because each one of those three teams have a tiebreaker on
right,
the Chiefs.
Right. We need a whole bunch of people to lose, and then we need to do nothing but win.
Absolutely would have to win out, and the Chargers and the Broncos would have to all but lose out.
Okay. When we get back, hands down, my favorite story of the day, 23andMe has opened up this portal of, you know, sometimes really interesting things, like my second toe is shorter than all my other toes, or I like asparagus, but my siblings do not. Mm-hmm. But then there are times where it opens up really awkward things around the holidays, like, oh, surprise, you have a sister that heretofore no one knew about.
Wait, your second toe is shorter than all your other toes?
Yeah. There is story in the stack that a woman through 23andMe figured out, wait a minute, my family's over there. Her whole life, she thought her family was like right here. Normal, modest upbringing. She thought her family was family A. Then she does 23andMe, and lo and behold, her family is family B, living over there, like in Beverly Hills, Scott. There is now a lawsuit.
Wait, and nobody in her family is actually in her family?
No, her actual biological family, she hit the Powerball. They're rich.
Money She's doesn't like, buy everything.
Excuse me, I know this is awkward for you, but I am your child, and I want a third.
Quick break for the news.
Oh, we're going to talk about that coming back.
Logan Weber, Dana Wright, my name is Scott Parks, here on KMBZ. The news coming your way in exactly 2 minutes.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.